You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Russ Page, the president of Canvas. Page is responsible for establishing the vision, strategy, and overall direction of the company, including the strategy for all marketing and communications, public relations, events, branding, social media, internal communications, media production, and product management. He is an amateur ice cream maker and a big fan of mountain biking and the outdoors. He is married and a father of four, so he stays busy. And Mr. Page, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, what is Canvas and what does the company do?
We are a sales performance software platform. Sales performance, meaning we build software products that help drive individual and company performance at a sales level for enterprises.
And Russ, what would you say differentiates Canvas from others in the sales enablement industry?
About 15 years ago, my business partners and I started a digital marketing agency that also built software. And one of our first customers that approached us was actually a company that had a sales force of a few hundred people. And so we kind of became known as the firm in the area that built tools for sales companies. This is long before anybody was really doing sales enablement or sales engagement. And one of the reasons we refer to ourselves as sales performance is we started down the path of building tools that would drive competitive behavior among a sales team. And I know a lot of firms in the past have referred to this as gamification or whatnot. One of the things we do a little bit differently is I like to think of some of what we do as almost like a March Madness NCAA tournament type software platform that actually doesn't put gamification in for just the individual, but it does it for the entire sales force. So one of our first customers that we built our sales platform for, it made a $3 million difference within a two-week period to their bottom line just by implementing principles of sports-like competition into sales. And so that's really one of the big things that we do. And so it's not just about the software, but it's kind of knowledge of how to apply that those economic levers, if you will, towards a sales force to get them to perform better.
And that is absolutely phenomenal, the results that you saw in such a quick time. Now, tell us, what is the market for sales enablement software?
So we actually, one of the industries that we started in first was door-to-door sales. We're based in Utah, and there are, I want to say hundreds. There's a lot of companies based in Utah that send door-to-door salesmen out throughout the world. And it's interesting because sometimes you hear everyone going to focus on, you know, just technology-based sales, or they want to use automations, and, you know, they'll say, does door-to-door sales still work? And not only does it work, but it's still one of the most cost-effective ways to acquire customers. So our software tool started in that particular industry, and one of the tools, which we actually call Canvas, is a platform that layers on top of tools like Salesforce and other CRMs to assist face-to-face sales in-home through people that go door-to-door or work with real estate agents or whatnot. And so that's an industry we started in. We actually now work in inside sales groups, car dealerships, basically companies that have a large sales force.
And Russ, speaking of sales, what are the most effective ways to train sales professionals?
You know, it's interesting. There's a thing called the forgetting curve. You can Google it or look it up, but we tend to forget a large amount of the information that we sit and listen to if we don't go and apply it. And it's one of the challenges that we're addressing in sales is let's say you're new to a car dealership or you're new to a sales organization, and you might spend your first 3 days sitting in a classroom. Sales is a very human endeavor. And so we look at that and go, that's a bit of a problem if you're going to sit somebody in a training room like that and then they don't actually go and apply what they're learning. You think about it a lot like sports. You would never actually have a baseball player or a football player sit in a classroom for 3 days and not actually go out and practice throws or swinging the bat. And sales is very much the same way. Sure, there are hard skills that you can learn, which most organizations will refer to their onboarding period and they're teaching people about the product, but it's the soft skills that are going to matter the most in the long run for the salespeople who make the biggest impact. So we have another tool we call Pitch, which is designed on it's a mobile experience. It's designed to be something that actually helps the salesperson improve during or between sales calls. So what it does is it actually uses real-time data from Canvas. So Canvas, the sales rep actually enters their interactions and says, this is what happened. I got a rejection because they gave me the spousal objection or the come back later or anything like that. And if you get a period or a certain number of rejections that occur, Canvas uses that real-time data to recommend sales training videos to you from our pitch tool. So it would say, hey, you have a recommended video based on your own sales behavior, and it tells you how to improve that. And that for us is looking at it like it's not just about classroom training. That matters. But it's about fixing and teaching in real time, in the real moment, of what that salesperson is saying they're struggling with.
Russ, great points made there, and I also like the style and manner in which you explained yourself as well. An attention getter, no doubt about that. Now, sales is starting to break from traditional training methods. What role does technology play in sales training?
I look at technology as it needs to enable and improve. If it doesn't do that, it's just getting in the way. So sales really is, it's a human experience, no matter how much technology that you decide to put in there. And I think some people sometimes have leaned too heavily on that to the point where it's almost like let the tech do it for you. But at the end of the day, sales, and I say it's a very human experience, it's humans purchasing from humans. Even if it's a large software purchase, those are a series of human interactions. And if those human interactions aren't made better by, or, and the reason people use the word enabled, to make that process better, then it's not doing its job. For us, we look at sales as a very personal human experience, which is why we refer to our platform as a sales performance platform, because it's really about increasing and improving the behavior of the or the capability of the individual sales rep. If you can do that, sales rep earns more money, company earns more money, and a lot of times some of the things that we're doing is really looking at not just improving their capability, but doing it in a way that is more effective to the organization at the end of the day.
Today, we're joined by Mr. Russ Page, president of Canvas, a software as a service-based sales enablement platform that allows sales managers to track customers, manage teams, and train sales professionals here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Page, how does proper training help retain talented salespeople?
Well, salespeople go into sales to earn money. I mean, we all go to work really we're trying to earn an income. I have met so many people who tell themselves, I'm not in sales, I'm not the sales type person. And the truth of the matter is everybody works in sales at some point. Whether you're at the DMV or you work for McDonald's or you actually work in sales, every interaction you have is going to further your ability to have influence in your sphere, a doctor, a dentist, it doesn't matter what it is. And so we look at sales training as vital, not just to the sales team, but the sales organization, because when people have an ability to have good human interactions, they're going to have more joy, more satisfaction at work, and in sales particular, they're going to make a better income and have a bigger impact on more people. And we really look at it that way, that it's not just about income, but that's what it does. But with sales particularly, especially if you're in automobile sales or other organizations that are high commission sales groups, if someone can learn how to sell and earn income quicker, then retention is greater. And a lot of businesses that have large sales forces have retention issues with sales teams. They're constantly recruiting and training, And yet half the time they just look at it as recruit and train, but don't actually make any impact on how long somebody stays or retains as a business. And so we're looking at that as a as an opportunity to increase retention, increase individual ability to earn more income, and really improve people's ability to have better human interactions.
Now, we've been talking a lot about sales and sales training. What role does training play in employee engagement?
Training is everything in my mind. You know, it train, how does the quote go? Train your people train your people so they have the ability to leave. I don't know it exactly, but something about train your people so they have the ability to leave and grow, but you train them so well they don't want to. And, I mean, I look at that and it's like, you really, every business, I feel like, could handle more training, and not just more, but better training. People want to get better. It's just a human desire to want to improve. And when they can do that, and they feel like the organization that they work for is helping to do that, they're going to have an affinity there, and it will impact retention. I mean, we've seen it happen again and again and again. When you train people to become better versions of themselves, they want to stay with the place that's going to enable them to do that.
I'd have to say I agree with you. Training is certainly an important factor, no doubt. Now, I've heard the phrase, nothing happens without sales, but it seems like sales often gets overlooked. What do you think that is?
I think because people don't necessarily see it. I mean, you look at a place like, let's just take something as simple as McDonald's, and it's like, Or let me take Chick-fil-A. I think it's a better example. If you ever had an interaction at Chick-fil-A, there's multiple things that they say and do. My pleasure. You know, they say that over and over and over again. And to me, that I look at that and go, you know, you go there for a delicious chicken sandwich, sure, but really those experiences of sales, those are what are causing people not only to come in the first place, but to come back again and again and again. And they're at the front lines. A lot of times people don't see what they're doing. Take software sales, for example. Someone sits in a cube, they're coding their stuff, and they don't realize that their job literally exists because somebody went out and sold the software. And, you know, the entire economy exists because of salespeople. Someone sells trucks, cars, software, building materials, tree cutting services, dental services. We do not exist as an economy without people willing to go out and ask others to buy their product. And that's just not always seen. And so we really believe that sales is the greatest career on earth, and it's one of the most important ones because it is what drives the economy and ultimately puts food on the table of anyone. Someone is out there selling something so that the rest that aren't in sales can do work.
Another question for you on the topic. Are good salespeople born or are they made?
I believe they're made. And the reason I believe that so dearly is because I did volunteer work when I was in my early teens, and part of it included having to go door to door to talking to people. And I had a trainer who worked with me, and for the first week, I didn't say a word. I was a pretty shy, introverted kid. And I tell my wife this all the time. Nowadays, I don't have any problem talking to people. And I still get nervous about it at times doing sales calls, but what I've learned is that I really enjoy the outcome from it. And so I look at that as my own personal experiences. I was not born to work in sales. In fact, I often told myself, I'm not a salesperson. I don't want to talk to people. I'm too afraid to ask them for things. And luckily enough, there were people in my life that mentored and taught me that I could do it. And I've learned that I can, and now I love it. And now I actually preach to people, don't ever say that you're not a salesperson or that you don't work in sales. You're ability to earn income and to have deeper human relationships throughout life will be much greater if you think of yourself as a person who can and is willing to interact with other people and can work in sales.
Now, as we conclude, Mark Cuban once said that everyone should do door-to-door sales to start their careers. What skills does door-to-door sales provide?
I think it's volume. So most people grow up in a career, and let's say they're an accountant, and their job is to do a particular thing, and they might get a few opportunities a week outside of working in spreadsheets or software to actually figure out problem resolution that's between one human and another. When you work in door-to-door sales, so I don't do it on a regular basis right now, but I go out and I test our software with door-to-door salespeople. And I went out a couple weeks ago with a door-to-door salesperson, and in 1 hour, I met 10 strangers. In 6 cases, we talked through their concerns about the product that they were looking at. In some cases, they were upset with us and, you know, expressed concern. And we're literally, in 1 hour, had 10 different scenarios where we were learning to resolve concerns with complete strangers that we had never met before. That is not common in a workplace for somebody to have those kinds of experiences. And when you show that you can do it well, even if you're 20 years old and now you're suddenly teaching other people how to do it, now you're in quote unquote management. Most people in their careers aren't going to end up in management for years to come. And so one of the great things about door-to-door sales is, one, the number of human interactions that you get in resolving concerns and working with people, and two, how quickly you can be in an opportunity where you're in management, which is the greatest, you know, sales and sales management. There is no greater career on earth aside from sales than managing and helping people to become better people. And you just don't get that in a normal office career.
Well, Mr. Page, a lot of great information here today on sales. I'm sure the listeners really have enjoyed the information that you've shared here today. And obviously, what you offer through Canvas. Where can listeners get further details on Canvas online and also be in contact as needed?
Yeah, go to canvas.com. It's Canvass. It's kind of the early version of our website, but we, you know, right now, and we don't show there right now, we're working with a number of large organizations like AT&T and Brinks and a company called Legacy Power, which is one of the largest residential solar companies in the country. And, go to that website and you can learn more about us.
And that should work just well enough. Again, Mr. Page, all the best. Continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly enjoyed your time today.
Thank you for having me.
And it's been more than our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Russ Page, the president of Canvas, a software-as-a-service-based sales enablement platform that allows sales managers to track customers, manage teams, and train sales professionals. And for all the details, visit canvas.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.